NCAA Championship Basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's championship boys basketball game.
Follow, no good. On the floor, who wants the ball? Good hustle. Underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's PIAA District 1 5A semifinal playoff game is between the number 3 seed Chester Clippers and the number 2 seed Bishop Shanahan Eagles. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
And a good Wednesday night, middle of the week, and welcome to the Leocor Center on the campus of Temple University in North Philadelphia, John Facenda used to say. Exclusive coverage of the District 1 5A boys high school basketball semifinals. It's not do or die. Both teams guaranteed not only tonight's game, but at least two more games, one in the state tournament. First contest, battle between Chester, the Del Valle champs, and Bishop Shanahan from Downingtown, the Chesmont champs. Chester 18-6. Clippers, coached by Keith Taylor, year number one, have won 17 of their last 18 games after starting the campaign off 1-5. Chester's 47th trip to the District 1 semifinals, 36-10 in this game. Bishop Shanahan, 22-4, coached by the great Ken Doyle, year number 10, lifetime mark under incredible competition, 121-122. Shanahan has made it to the District 1 tournament semifinals five times since 2011. Chester and Shanahan have met once in the postseason. That was hard to believe. Shanahan was actually 4A back in 2007, and the Clippers beat him 73-36 in the first round of the District 1 4A tournament. Winner of this game takes on the survivor of the second game later tonight, Pencrest meeting Wissahickon. Both games live and on the archive on DelcoHoops.com. Again, both teams have qualified. Chester Shanahan for the state tournament. That begins the weekend of March 9th and 10th. All right, Mark Jordan, along with Mike Mayer and Peter Fulginetti, back here at Temple University Leocor Center. This place is rocking. Mark.
Yeah, should be a great crowd tonight. Great doubleheader. Two terrific teams starting us off here tonight. Chester, of course, you know, they're red hot. Won 10 out of 11 games. Peter mentioned last game we saw them. One loss since December 30th. Seems like a long time ago. New Year's Eve.
It was a long time
only
ago.
One loss. They're playing the best basketball of the year. They can slow dance. If they want to go slow, they can go fast dance. They scored 100-plus points. They've beaten teams by giving up less than 35 points. They're ultra quick. You know they won tempo tonight. They're going to go up and down the floor. The last game we saw them at Sun Valley, I think they suckered Sun Valley into that full-court game. And we mentioned a bunch of times, Sun Valley got fatigued. Shanahan only plays five or six guys. Might play one or two more than that tonight. Has had their best season since 1985. Won the Chesmont title by beating Coatesville. They're hot, 10 out of 12 wins. They have great balance. Their big senior, 6'7", Kevin Dodds, averages 14 points a game. They also have David Angelo averaging 13.7, Joe O'Malley 11.0, and Thomas Ford 10.0. That's four guys in double figures for the entire season. Very, very impressive. Also have a shooter, by the way, in Phil Chouinard. I think they're going to be zoning pretty much from the start of the game. They're going to try to follow Sun Valley's lead, packing a zone. Which Chester do we see, Dave? You see the first half Chester, which went up for 13 or 14 three-pointers and only had a one-point lead at half. Or do we see the second half Chester team, which only took three three-pointers and attacked the rim, punched the ball into the paint?
Let's go to Peter Fulginetti.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, this game should be great. Again, like Mark said, I'm a little, I don't know about Shanahan's depth. You know, with the last game we did with the Sun Valley game in the fourth quarter, you could really see the Vanguard struggling because they only went six deep. So if you don't go more than six deep, Chester can just wear you out. And Chester was, like we said, 1-5 back at the Christmas tournament back at Widener. And, you know, me and Mike were talking, man, we've never seen Chester 1-5. Well, they're not 1-5 any longer. They've won, I think, every game but one since then. They're like 18-6, something like that.
17-1. They only lost to a team in Shanahan's
league,
Bayard-Rustin.
Then. So, I mean, they're as hot as anything, and this should be a really, really good game.
All right, and I got to tell you, as the fourth opinion here, I agree with what Pete's saying. I think Shanahan's real problem is running with Chester throughout all four quarters with only a six-man roster. On the other hand, I think that they, I'm sure, watched the Sun Valley tape against Chester 500 times in the last few days. That's the way you're going to beat Chester. That's the way you're going to stay in the game. But like basketball, in all versions of the sport, it comes down to, can you make the hoops, can you get the baskets, and can you make the rebounds? And, you know, Chester does have some advantage in height in general, but certainly in speed.
Well, two advantages that Bishop Shanahan has. None of these Chester kids have played at the Leocor Center. Chester got knocked out, well, actually lost in the second round of the district tournament last year to Upper Merion, then actually clawed their way back, and they went the furthest of any Delaware County boys basketball team in the state tournament last year, state quarterfinals. But Shanahan, most of these kids were here last year.
Right.
And it did not go well for them in the District 1 semifinals, and then they got knocked out first round of the state tournament. Another advantage, Shanahan has played Coatesville, which is like a splitting image of Chester, very deep, 10 kids. They struggle shooting Coatesville. Shanahan beat them twice, very close games. The other game, Coatesville beat Shanahan by 30, but the big boy Dodds did not play. I announced that game on the public address. So I've seen it. I've seen Shanahan, three really tough guards, all about 5'10", 5'11", can shoot the ball. Dodds is an animal underneath, and Ford is a lacrosse player. Dodds going to Division II Gannon. We talked about that. Out in Western Pennsylvania, very solid program. And the 6'4 kid, Thomas Ford, going to play lacrosse at Hofstra. And they kind of remind me of Pencrest. Very, very similar, and they hustle their tails off. Mr. Jordan, you know what that's all about.
Absolutely. And I think, I guess my three keys, one, we already mentioned tempo. It's going to be up and down the court. Shanahan will look to pick their spots to run. We felt that Sun Valley probably ran a little too much Saturday night, and it kind of
they ran out of gas.
They did with that. Two is the Shanahan zone. Again, this is, we're at an arena now. This is a college Division I arena. It's not some high school gym. That perception is always a problem.
Right,
Chester guys can get hot. You know, Man made about two or three threes last game. Randolph can shoot the ball, but on this, in this arena, it's not really equipped for shooting unless you're really locked in. And the third one was Chester's defense. The first half last week, Sun Valley went right to the rim 10 or 12 times, straight line drives. I think Shanahan saw that as well and think, guess what? We're going to try the same thing. We'll see how intense they come out defensively, Chester.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate what Dave said there. This is a 10,000-seat arena, and these kids are used to playing in 300- and 400-seat gymnasiums. So it may take a quarter or so till they get their range down. The perspective when you're shooting with those seats that are 50 feet or 80 feet behind you there, it's going to take them a while to get their perspective. So we might see a rugged first quarter, but I think you'll see after that they get the range down and the game should really heat up after that.
You're listening to the pregame show, first half of our District 1 semifinal boys basketball at the 5A level doubleheader. Bishop Shanahan taking on Chester. Boys basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more, on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
The Leocor Center on the campus of Temple University in North Philadelphia. Dave Berman along with Mark Jordan. We have Mike Mayer with us and Peter Fulton. The first half of our District 1-5A doubleheader winner, of course, goes to the District 1-5A Boys Basketball Championship back here at 2 p.m. on Saturday. We will do that game if there is a Delaware County team involved.
Right, so we have two chances here. We have Chester in the first game, and then we will also be doing the 7:30 game. That's the scheduled time. I don't know that we're really going to get that off at 7:30, but 7:30, which is between Pencrest and Wissahickon, which is a rematch from last year, and we'll do that. So if either one of those teams or both of them, obviously, we will then be back here at 2 o'clock on Saturday to broadcast that game.
At 6 o'clock on Saturday.
I'll stay over here.
At the Leah Corps Center. We have the District 1 6A. Everybody's been waiting for this one. 6A championship game between Plymouth-White Marsh. They're undefeated. And the Galloping Ghosts of Abingdon. That's going to be an absolutely incredible game. Now, mark you, of course, the Radnor girls had a nice season, lost to a very tough Springfield team in the District 1 5A tournament, so your season is over, but still, congrats. Work the girls hard. Very, very tough competition. Let's talk about girls basketball real quick. District 1 6A. Can Garnet Valley make a deep run? What about O'Hara?
For Garnet Valley, they have Satterton tonight. He's very, very good, Satterton. But this is the best Garnet Valley team I've seen. They have size. They're physical. A couple shooters out there. If they can play through Satterton's physicality, I think the game definitely goes to the fourth quarter. Definitely win one there. O'Hara's going to be a state contender. I mean, they have no weaknesses. They're well coached. You know, they shoot the ball. They defend so well. And that game against Goretti, you know, I mean, they were down 9 points. They never give up. So I think they're going to be a tough out. Goretti will be tough in their bracket, of course, as will Wood and Carroll in the 5A bracket.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, and you say you already played Westchester Henderson, and you know how good they are at the 5A level. So, again, we're here at Leah Corps Center. We are about 3 or 4 minutes away from the opening tip, and you can almost cut the air with a knife. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it has been a long time since Chester has lost this game, a District 1 semifinal, many moons ago. So that's a lot on the line here tonight, but again, it's not do or die. You want to get a top three seed, so you will basically host a first round state playoff game in a week and a half, first round of the District 1 5A tournament. That'll start on a Friday night. And the losers here tonight of the two games will play Friday night in a consolation for third or fourth place. So that's still going to be a great game, right, no matter what it is.
Still a lot of basketball to be played for a lot of these teams, and we'll be covering just the leaders as far as we can tell. We will run out, depending on who's playing, we'll run out to the after the district ones are settled, which will be this weekend. Then we're going to start with the states, and we'll run out the first or second round of that. And then we'll also begin looking at some of the girls' games as well if we think there's one out there that we should be covering.
Yeah, that was a pleasure last year to announce the Cardinal O'Hara girls game with, yes, Boyertown, who eventually won the state championship.
And that was a game, you know, it was back at a high school. It was back at Boyertown. It was back at Boyertown, yeah.
That game?
Yeah.
Springford.
That game was at Springford High School.
At Springford. I knew it, neutral field, right. And that was great. That place was packed and rocking and rolling. And that was one of the better games we did all year long, I thought.
Hey, Pete Fulcinetti, besides us at DelcoHoops.com, look at all the press here tonight. Dave Keller, Chick Gillespie, Delco Times, Westchester Daily Local, P. D. Giovanni.
Matt DeGeorge in the house. That's pretty big.
And Chris Vito. Good to see him back. He's
big
covering
time
this game for the Delco Times, and then Matt the second game. All right.
And even more importantly, we have student sections from each school and both the ends of the stadium, the facility. So
we'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's girls. Actually, talking about girls, but it is boys high school basketball. The District 1 semifinals at the 5A level here at Temple on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
So once again, it's Chester and Bishop Shanahan going at it in the playoffs. Only once before, back in 2007, Chester winning that one big. That's a Chester squad that went to the state championship game and lost to Pittsburgh Shenley. Then Chester won it the year after that with all those guys back in 2008 over Norristown. Chester from the Del Valle, 18-6. Winners of 17 of 18. Bishop Shanahan, an incredible record against very, very tough, very, very tough opponents from the Chesmont. We'll be back with more following these words. You're listening to Lawrence High School Basketball, the playoffs on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
It's a great flyby when we ever do these games. It's always wonderful.
And we're inside like to the lady from Bishop Shanahan. Awesome job with that national anthem. So Roy Hanshaw is the legendary public address announcer for District 1. Starting lineups, first of all, for Bishop Shanahan. We have number 0, Joe O'Malley. Number 3, Danny Di Benedetto. Number 10, 6'7 senior, D2 University of Gannon recruit, Western Pennsylvania, Kevin Dodds. Number 22, sharpshooter, David Angelo, a 5'10 senior. Number 32, Thomas Ford, 6'4 senior. Chester, Michael Smith, 5'11 junior. Number 2, Brian Randolph, 6'3 senior. Rami Gilbert, number 4, 5'10 sophomore. Also out there for Chester is number 11, 6'4 senior Tim Johnston. And number 40, Kylair Blackston, 6'2 senior. So there you have it. Chester and Bishop Shanahan. O'Malley, by the way, number 0, 6' junior for Shanahan. His father, Michael O'Malley, was a 1,000-point scorer. Very key player on that 1985 PIAA state championship team for Bishop Shanahan out of Downingtown. Ken Doyle, year number 10, 121 wins, 122 losses. And Keith Taylor, first year, tremendous job after a 1-5 start for Chester. One of my good buddies is refereeing tonight's game, Mike Bacon. We had him last year. We always think about food. Every time Michael's out there, he always comes over and says hi.
And the funny thing about Mike is he hates bacon. I'm only kidding. I just made that up.
He's always staying trim as the Chester native. All right, here we go. The tap between Dodds and Blackston.
He always stays crispy.
Yes, he does. My man, referee Michael Bacon. Dave Berman and Mark Jordan, Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer. Dodds, Blackston. Tap controlled by Ford of Bishop Shanahan in their white uniforms with the green trim. Down low for Dodds. Penetrate. Short jumper is good. Kevin Dodds is an animal. 2-0. They got a little trap on here, Shanahan.
A little bit of pressure. Showing 2-2-1.
Chester left to right. Brian Randolph. Chester in their orange uniforms with the white and black trim. The zone defense.
2-3.
which gave Coatesville, a team very similar to Chester, fits. Three ball by Michael Smith.
That was a pretty shot.
From the right wing is good, and Chester now leads it 3-2. Half-court trap. Dodds. D'Angelo in the backcourt. Excuse me, David Angelo in the backcourt. Driving to the basket. They sweep it around Angelo. A three ball is short. Rebound Gilbert for Chester. Gives it to Randolph. Losing the ball. Picks it back up. Chester up 3-2. 7 minutes to go. First quarter. District 1 5A semifinals. Randolph. Yep. Sorry.
3-2 look now, David. They switched to a 3-2.
Smith. Randolph. Right wing. Smith. Left side. Gilbert. Three ball. Too strong. And the rebound. A long rebound. Going out to D. Benedetto. Flips it off to O'Malley. Scrappy kids out there, Shanahan. And they have to stay, as I said, like Sun Valley. Bishop Shanahan has to stay out of foul trouble. Pull-up jumper around the rim for two by David Angelo. So we had D'Angelo the other night, Vinny for Sun Valley, and David Angelo here for Shanahan. Foul line jumper by Johnston, no good. 4-3, Shanahan with the rebound. Here's O'Malley, loses the ball. Rare mistake by Shanahan. Chester picks it back up. And this will be a great experience for Chester. Here's a three ball from the left wing corner. Bang!
He wanted that.
Michael Smith, 5'11 junior. Chester leading it now, 6-4.
Chester definitely content to take those three-point shots right now.
5:52 to go in quarter number one. Dodds to the basket, off the glass, good, and a foul.
No.
Oh, offensive foul on Dodds.
That's not a good call.
So that's one on Dodds. Really can't afford to get him in foul trouble.
If that was at the college or pro level, he slid in late and was way under the basket. They never would have called that another level. It's a weak call.
Yeah, don't like it either.
Chester left to right. Shanahan right to left. Five and a half to go first quarter. Clippers with the ball with a two-point lead. Right wing quarter, Johnston. Johnston right at the key. Gilbert, the sophomore, to the junior Smith. Senior Randolph, left wing. Now between the circles. Gets it to Smith. Far wing. Near wing, Gilbert. Chester being very patient. Smith forces a jumper.
Oh my.
No good.
Oh,
Lord.
No good. It hit the shot clock.
Yeah, it was a...
Dear Lord.
That was a way off shot, to say the least. So back to Shanahan. Again, we are live here on DelcoHoops.com. Shanahan back. Almost a steal. It is a steal by Chester. And Randolph takes it all the way to the basket. Layup, no good. Dodds the rebound. 6-4 Clippers. David Angelo to four. Jumper. Back to the rim, no good. Ooh. Tap, no good by Dodds.
Crazy.
Chester's going to fly up the court to Gilbert. Gilbert, foul line, Blackston looks to penetrate, off the glass, no, he follows, no, does Blackston rebound Dodds. Dodds a major force in there.
He really is, but he has a foul already, and he's gotten a little frisky here, halfway through the first quarter, looking for a second foul.
4:27 to go first quarter, Chester up 6-4, Dodds top of the key. Did not play very well. He has had a rough game last year in this contest. And that's a game you live and learn from. Dodds on the give and go. Lay it up and in a beautiful pass by O'Malley to Kevin, who scores. And it's tied at 6 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Chester coming back left to right. Bishop Shanahan, 22-4. Sticking in that zone. Second game, Pencrest and Wissahickon. Gilbert into the lane. Left side, Randolph, three ball, got it.
How many three balls now?
Three.
For Chester.
Wow.
And Brian Randolph III, a 6'3 senior. Chester up by three, 9-6, 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Three ball from the right side is no good. Too strong by D. Benedetto. Johnston the rebound to Gilbert. Gilbert coming back, driving right side in the lane, flips to Tim Johnson.
That was a nice play. Passed inside, right in the key, went right up.
And Chester now leads it 11-6, 3:13 to go.
He scored in transition. Court. David went down the court right away, drove and dished.
The trap, D'Angelo across the timeline. David, he can shoot the lights out. He's open. The three ball is good. by David Angelo, 5'10 senior. Parents, of course, good friends of mine. Dad, he's a Coal Region kid from the dad's side, Tamaqua. So there's that Angelo and D'Angelo. 11-9 Chester. Two-point lead, 2:45 to go in the second quarter. By the way, David's mom, David Angelo's mom, from Wallingford. Timeout on the floor, 2:40 to go. Timeout called by Chester, I believe. We're in the first quarter. Chester 11, Bishop Shanahan 9 on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We have 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dave Berman and the gang here, Mark Jordan, along with Mike Mayer, Pete Folger, and Chester with the ball. Fab freshman Carell Watkins into the game for the Clippers. Chester leading by 2, 11-9. Johnston drives, flip underneath off the glass, no good. Battling Watkins, can't get it to fall, and the rebound Dodds again.
No second chance opportunities yet.
Yes.
It's amazing how big Dodds is in there.
Ford drives to the basket and is fouled. He'll get 2 shots. The lacrosse recruit, Thomas Ford, 6'4 senior, is going to Hofstra.
He's 6'4", Dodds is 6'7". So far, they're manning the boards very, very
well.
Yeah,
yep. Their height is really keeping up with Chester.
This is one of the smaller Chester teams you've seen over the years. Free throw up and good by Ford. Into the game for the Clippers is a 6'3 junior. Missed a lot of the year. Came back a few games ago. Ramad D. Jarnett, the son of Mr. Chester Biddy Basketball. Ralph Dorsey. Free throw is short.
Oh.
Dodds got to be careful.
He keeps doing that, Dodds. That's his third time he's jumping over someone's
rebound
back.
Rebound Chester, yeah. Chester by 2. I thought he made the first. Yeah, 11-10. Foul line jumper by Smith. Around the rim and in, Michael Smith with 8. Chester by 3, 13-10. 1:58 to go first quarter. They'll play the trap the whole game. Chester goes about 10 deep. In the backcourt, DiBenedetto to Dodds. DiBenedetto across the timeline. Double team, now Dodds. Now left side, 3 ball, Shenard up, no good. Chester the rebound, Michael Smith. Smith down low for Blackston. Traveled before the ball went in the basket.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Actually, I'm sorry, the freshman there, that is Carell Watkins, called for the travel.
You went into heavy, heavy traffic, and he just kept moving his feet.
Coach Stroll's doing a heck of a job here. He's putting Dodds right in the middle of this trap. 6'7".
D'Angelo back. They weave it around. D'Angelo.
Look in.
Far side down low for Dodds. He spins. He almost lost the ball. He did, but picked up by D'Angelo. 3 ball by Angelo. David, no good. Ball on the floor. There's a hustle play there by Joe O'Malley. And he gets the ball to his teammate. Chester all over the place. Angelo down low. Turn around, O'Malley. Yes. O'Malley, only a junior. Chester by 1, 13-12. But they stick right with you. The Bishop Shanahan Ball Club from Downingtown. Foul line is Watkins. Watkins going to be called for a travel again. Now, this is a big matchup for Watkins.
Yep.
Only a freshman, and you're going against a Division II solid recruit in Dodds. 6'7".
He's trying to do a little too much because Dodds' size is such a...
He's not used to working up against a man that's equal
absolutely.
To him, right?
13-12, Chester. 44 seconds ago, first quarter, District 1 5A semifinals. Across the timeline is Shenard. Loses the ball. Chester coming back. Behind the back dribble. Stolen back by Chester. Then Shanahan. Then Chester. DeJarnett drives to the basket. And he scores. Madi DeJarnett. Chester by 3 again. 15-12.
23 seconds left in the quarter.
Angelo far side to O'Malley. To Dodds. Wide open. Left wing corner again. The 3 ball. Yes! Phil Shenard ties it at 15. That's the thing. Just like they do against Coatesville, if you can break the trap and squeeze Chester out at the buzzer. Three ball. Randolph is no good. What a first quarter.
Woo!
Chester 15, Bishop Shanahan 15. The District 1 5A semifinals. Leocora Center on the campus of Temple University on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Tremendous first quarter, tied at 15. Bishop Shanahan from the Chesmont. Chester from the Del Valle. Chester again making its 47th trip to the District 1 semifinals. And Shanahan for the fifth time since 2011. 15-15 Chester ball to begin the second.
Chester 6 for 14, 3 for 5 from beyond the arc. Shanahan 6 for 11, 2 for 6 from beyond the arc. So far, Chester's pressure has been non-factor. And I know it's cumulative and trying to take their legs out a little bit. They're getting a lot of open looks right away, breaking that press, Dave.
Sophomore Malik Langley into the game for Chester, defensive specialist. Young squad out there, got a freshman sophomore for the Clips. This is DeJarnett, he's a junior. Langley, right block to Carell Watkins, up, misses the shot, and a foul is going to be called on Watkins. They're trying to get Dodds in foul trouble, and Kevin only has one so far. The foul on Watkins over the back.
Tom Ford, great positioning defensively, and they got pushed.
This is a great learning experience for Watkins going against a grizzled senior here.
Yeah.
And now they're going to full court man-to-man, so they're pulling out of the trap, Dave. It didn't work. So they're going to go straight man-to-man, full court.
Scrappy O'Malley across the timeline. Chenard, left block to Dodds. He's so strong with the ball. Goes against Watkins and throws the ball away. Quick hands of Chester. It's Langley to DeJarnett. Drives. Layup is good. I tell you what, he just finds ways to score.
Yes, he does.
6'3 junior, missed most of the year. Ramad DeJarnett. And that's one of the reasons Chester got off to a 1-5 start.
That was a great breakaway, too. I mean, he's just clean and well organized.
Southpaw.
Chester by two, 17-15, 7 minutes to go before halftime. O'Malley, foul line jumper, partially blocked, offensive rebound, Dodds lays it up and in.
Kevin Dodds
with six. Gets up and down the court well, big fella. Langley, right wing, pass again underneath, lay it up and in by Carell Watkins on the give and go by Langley, the sophomore to the freshman. Chester leads by two. Shanahan with the ball, and here they come across, and they're going to look for the, I thought they were going to go for the kickoff in the right wing corner. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Dodds, hustling all over the place. And these guys are in great shape. As again, guys,
yeah.
Saw them twice, actually three times, twice on video, and once announcing their game with Coatesville, and Coatesville's a clone of Chester.
You know, both teams finding the hoop. Their baskets are going in. I mean, this is going to be a good game if it continues like
actually,
this.
Earlier in the year, Coatesville beat Chester by 20, but that was in the December Chester days. Three ball, man-man Smith from the right wing, no good, battling for that rebound. Last touch by, out of bounds, off of Chester, DeJarnett. Good play by David Angelo. We had Vinny D'Angelo the other night, whose parents are from the Cole region. Now, David Angelo, whose dad's from Tamaqua, Christian Hackenberg's hometown. You remember him for Penn State.
Sure.
And it's going to be to the right. And now, getting just across timeline is Angela. Chester by two. Left of the key, four. Top of the key, Dodds.
Nice.
Angelo down low. Lay it up. Good.
Very
and a foul.
Nice.
Thomas
nice.
Ford.
Great set by them. Swung it through Dodds, the weak side. They gave him a diagonal back screen. He dove down, caught it, and won.
Ken Doyle, year number 10. We're going to see Mike Doyle later on for Pencrest. Another great coach. 5:45 to go. You got to love this style of basketball. It's like watching UNLV with Chester and Arkansas back in the day against Princeton. Free throw good by Ford. These lacrosse players are tough, man.
This is Shanahan's first lead, right?
Shanahan by
one. I was doing the first basket.
Yes. Right. 1 point lead. Randolph three ball from the right side. No good. Watkins keeps it alive. Offensive rebound Chester to Langley. Top of the key, Michael Smith. Smith to Langley, right of the key. Fires a three ball. Short. Rebound. Watkins shot blocked from behind. Dodds knocks it away. It's taken by Shanahan. Great play there by Dodds. Coming back with the ball. Almost stolen away. Chester with a quick hands. Angelo, three ball. From the right side is no good. Tap, no good. Chester, rebound. Down by one, the Clippers. Trying to draw fouls on these guys. Trying to take it inside. Down low, out to Smith. Smith, top of the key. Randolph, 4:54 to go. Second quarter, here's Watkins. A jumper from the right side. The freshman makes good foul shots and makes that jumper right there. Correll, 6'4", ninth grader. First two, actually 4 points. Chester now by one, 21-20. Here comes Shanahan back right to left. O'Malley guarded by Randolph. O'Malley, Chester man-to-man. Ford looks for a pick to be set. Ford left side, Angelo again, three ball. Yes. Got it! David Angelo with eight.
They're paying so much attention to Dodds inside there that they did a forward screen and roll.
Langley was supposed to block that, but he fell as he made the attempt to go towards him, and it gave him a clear shot.
Two-point lead. Oh. Going to the basket, missing the layup. Watkins fouled underneath. He'll go to the line, shooting two for Chester. Down by two. 23-21. Shanahan, 4:07 to go in the second quarter. Checking in back in is Danny DiBenedetto.
I'm not sure they're aware DJ Arnett is a lefty. By the way, he likes to drive left, as we know.
Yes.
Very much so. But how about Watkins? That's probably his third offensive rebound, Peter.
They just called him up 2 weeks ago. Now look, he's playing at the Lea Cora Center.
Yeah, Ferguson is the only one that has a turnover.
Foul shot.
Chester Clippers.
No good. Watkins will get another.
But I think that last possession, they went and punched the ball inside against his zone. They got a little too comfortable taking a quick three. And it's gotten Shanahan the lead here.
And suddenly Chester's balls are not falling in the hoop.
Well, but they're only one pass, though, Mike.
Yep. This is both. Rebound Shanahan. Angelo. The four. Ford drives out to Angelo. Thought about the three. And gets it way outside. And that's going to be a backcourt violation. Again, Chester is causing these rare mistakes by Shanahan. And you have to keep it. You have to keep it up with these guys, too. So 3:54 to go in the second quarter, 23-21. Bishop Shanahan, 5A level. This is the District 1 tournament. State tournament, week and a half. Not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend following. DeJarnett gets it stolen away by Ford. Ford getting it up, driving to the basket, off the glass. No, but a foul on Langley. Two free throws coming for Phil Chouinard. O'Malley's a junior. Chouinard's a junior. DiBenedetto, senior. Angelo, senior. Ford, senior. Dodd, senior. So there's six kids. They play four grizzled seniors.
You mentioned how strong he is, a lacrosse player. The last play, he just ripped the ball out of their hands, out of DiJarnett's hands. That's how strong he is. He has strong hands.
Lacrosse players help your girls' basketball program
absolutely
over the years.
But you know what? I think this game is going to the wire. We mentioned before, Chester's pressure is having almost no effect on Shanahan. Zero. If anything, it gets them open shots if they really extend their pressure.
Because they break the pressure,
so,
right?
Unless something changes here in the last 3:30 of this half, I think Shanahan's in for the long haul, guys.
Chouinard makes one of two. 3.5 to go before halftime. Shanahan from Downingtown, 24. Chester, 21.
Oh.
Gilbert to far side with the ball is Randolph. Pick set. Randolph still dribbling around. Gilbert, right side, looks to penetrate, and he's going to be called for a travel also. He's a sophomore. Again, this is a first-time experience for all these Chester kids here at the Lea Cora Center, and Shanahan has been here and done that and did not fare well in the semifinals last year. They want to do much better this year. Here's Angelo back.
Big screen by Ford.
Ford, top of the key.
Uh-oh.
Down low for Dodds, knocked away. Here comes Randolph. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Lay it up and in. Brian Randolph with five. Chester down by one, 24-23. in the backcourt, Ford. Ford brings it across the timeline, right to left. Flips it to Di Benedetto. Guarded by Langley. Angelo, top of the key. Three ball again. Up, back to the rim. No good. Dodds follows and scores. And he is fouled. Kevin Dodds. He's an animal. And you guys remember last year really struggled in this game.
Yep.
He looks much, much better.
He's in control of himself, and he's ready to play. I mean,
guess what? He's a factor on that end of the floor defensively. They don't want to go in there. He's already caused three travels.
That's right.
He's not allowing them to get second shots. He's getting second shots. I'm telling you, this is not a good start for Chester.
Ooh.
Misses the foul shot. Long rebound, Chester. And Shanahan by three. They come back, lose the ball, and a reach-in foul called on Shanahan. I'm not sure how many fouls they even have.
Five for Chester, two for...
Well, no, they just called that one on Dodds, his second.
Two on Dodds.
Coach...
Now, I saw the one game that they lost to Coatesville by 30, Dodds didn't play. But the other two times they beat Coatesville, very close games, very similar. Chester with the ball, 2:18 to go, second quarter. And trailing by three.
Still in the game with two fouls. Interesting.
Top of the key, Randolph. Right side, Langley.
Ooh.
Down low.
That was a bad idea of a pass.
Not a good pass.
Stolen by him.
Chester, again, a lot of younger guys out there. But they have played unbelievable basketball second half of the year after a 1-5 start. Now this is O'Malley trying to get a shot. Give and go. Missing the shot. Dodds knocks it out of bounds. Kevin's got to
I would get him right now. He almost went over the back there. But he did get a steal at the other end. So what do I know, really?
Yeah, you got to get him out. You don't want the third foul before halftime.
It's Chester ball.
And you only got a minute and a half, 2 minutes left.
I know.
1:49.
Holding 3-point lead. I mean, wouldn't you get him for a minute? Lose a minute, minute and a half?
Smith comes back for Chester. Keith Taylor, first year head coach. Here's Gilbert, the jumper. Got it. That's a two ball for the sophomore, Robbie Gilbert. Chester down by one. 26-25, Angelo in the backcourt. Man-to-man pressure of the Clippers. Angelo, dad was a heck of a player back in the day. David. And this is four, top of the key, Dodds. Right side, Angelo. Angelo, top of the key, three ball is up. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound, Chester, long rebound. Randolph coming back, and wanted a foul, didn't get it. Randolph picks it back up, misses the shot, followed good,
there's
and
his third
a
foul.
Foul.
That's why you don't.
Dejarnett with the baskets. And let's see who the foul is going to be
it's
on.
It's the third foul on Dodds, no doubt.
They should have got him out.
Boy, with a minute left in the game, and he's got his third foul.
I don't know. I don't see it up there.
Half.
Yes, they did. He just said 1-0.
Dejarnett, Chester by one. 1 minute to go, second quarter. Free throw up around the rim and in.
And he's still out there.
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing this, Dave. I'm pretty sure he has three fouls.
Dejarnett.
He does.
So here comes Shanahan back. Dodds top of the key.
I think the last foul was on 10.
Four
that's
top.
That's his third foul then.
Oh, okay.
So that's... We'll see how that plays out.
You get four fouls here, Mike. It's not a good thing.
Right of the key now. Out high, Ford. Looks to drive. And a bump foul before the shot. Chester team foul number six. It'll be Shanahan ball under the basket. Four team fouls on Shanahan. Six on Chester. It's great, though. Refs are letting them play. Here is Di Benedetto. Loses the ball. And last touch by Shanahan. It'll be Chester ball. 26.7 seconds to go, second quarter. Chester by two, 28-26. Heck of a game. Winner will take on either Wissahickon and Pencrest later on.
I've never seen this before, by the way. Your star player's got three fouls. He's in defensively here in the last 20 seconds.
He should have been out 2 minutes ago, Dave.
This is Michael Smith. Chester going for the final shot down to right now 10 seconds. Gilbert, Smith between the circles. Smith gets by Angelo, and he's grabbed. And on David, that is his first.
They have two fouls to give here with 5.5 to go.
Right, they still have another foul to give. But you don't want Dodds to commit.
That would be a bad foul to give.
That would have been terrible.
Do they know he has three fouls? I'm not even sure.
Smith 5.5 seconds ago. Randolph looks to drive. Shot is partially blocked. And that is going to be it. Chester wants a foul. They're not going to get it. So we go to halftime, and your score is Chester 28, Bishop Shanahan 26, the District 1 5A semifinals. What a barn burner. Boys high school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their brand of products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
For causing things pain, son, be a dentist.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game as the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
A barn burner, the District 1 semifinals at the 5A level, six classes in PA. We have 6A at the top level, down the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And your halftime score, Chester 28, Bishop Shanahan 26. Chester, the Del Valle champs. Shanahan, the Chesmont champs. In doing so, beating a team very similar to Chester, Coatesville, who's had one heck of a season and headed to the state tournament, the Red Raiders. Now, as far as we know, Dodds, that's the big story. Nobody knows.
You know, the PIA has started a procedure of not announcing individual fouls, and I don't
100% agree.
It is ridiculous. It is such an intricate part of the game for, I assume the coaches know. Obviously, they're keeping the scorebooks. But to not tell the fans out of some concept of, what, you're going to embarrass a ball player? Come on, it's a foul system.
I don't think they know, Mike. I'm almost 100% certain. Well, they knew their star guy had two fouls, let alone three fouls.
Well,
there's no way he would have been in the game.
We could be mistaken, too, because we don't know.
It looked like to me he said 1-0, but
yep.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows on our side, like, of the board. We're not across from the scorers table.
Because there's a lot of press here tonight also. So, Pete Bolgenetti, your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I think he has three because our first foul, Mark, remember he was driving in there and they called him for a foul? And
the charge,
really,
that's correct.
Charge. Yeah, that was a
call. He definitely has three fouls,
but that's
no doubt.
The third foul. Let me give you a couple stats here. Both teams, Chester and Bishop Shanahan, both have 13 rebounds at the half. Kevin Dodds, 6 rebounds, 4 off the offensive glass. But with that, he has the 3 fouls. Turnovers, we have 8 for Shanahan, 5 for Chester. Therefore, we have a 28-26 Chester lead.
Shooting-wise, Chester shot 12 for 27 from the field, 3 for 8 from three-point land, only 1 for 3 from the foul line. They took a ton of foul shots in the second half of Sun Valley. Only 3 attempts for Chester.
Yeah.
Bizarre stat. Shanahan shot 10 for 20, 50%, which they'd have to do. Almost like Villanova-esque against Georgetown, if you would, back from 85. 3 balls, 3 for 10, 30%. I've taken more foul shots, 3 for 6 from the foul line. But if Dotz is not in this game. If he gets a fourth foul somewhere in this third quarter, I'm not sure where the rebounds are going to come from. The second chance points that haven't been there in the first half will be there when he goes to the bench.
Right.
And I know they're very limited with their bench play, but someone's got to tell him he's got three fouls.
And Dave, you have a very, very good observation in the first half here. Chester was putting the press on, and it was very ineffective. They were breaking it easy. They were getting wide open shots. It opened up the three-point shots. And if you notice the last few minutes, they took the press off. They were picking them up man-to-man half court, but they weren't pressing them all the way out.
Right. They're still going to a full court man-to-man, but they got out of their trap. They're one,
they got
two,
out
one,
of the trap
one,
because it wasn't helping.
Well, and also they have Dotz in the middle of the trap. So mm-hmm. when you can throw it to a 6'7" guy in the middle of the floor, no one can get around him. He's a big space eater. He has great hands and great vision. They throw the ball to him. He kicks up the court. Like you said, a lot of open shots.
Yeah. I thought it would really set the pace. In the beginning, Chester felt uncomfortable driving into the paint. They felt they couldn't do it. They went ahead and took three-point shots and, you know, from the outside. And I'll tell you, that's an interesting philosophy, because if it didn't work, they would have really been in trouble potentially. But yet they dropped those shots in. They got three-pointers pretty quick, I think all in the first quarter, if I remember correctly.
They did.
And it really, you know, it gave them some inside work, because obviously Shanahan knew they had to do something to distract them from the three-point shots, which opened up a little bit under. But this has been a hard-fought game, and I'll tell you something. We've talked about only a six-man-deep Shanahan team, and through the first half, you would never know they weren't rotating in and out.
They're in excellent condition.
Are in great shape. They are running with Chester. Chester's bringing people in left and right, which is what they should be doing, because they have the bench to do it. But, boy, Shanahan's staying right with them, and, you know, whether they can do it for another two quarters, we'll see.
What I think Chester might do in the second half, they might come right out and drive in, try to get Dotz out of the game.
I think
they know he has three fouls. They're going to take it right to the basket, try to get him out of the game, and then it'll open up the whole floor.
If it isn't with a drive even, Peter, they can just sort of dump it down low. They did it last time. They almost posted up in the zone mm-hmm. against Sun Valley. I thought it was very crafty. You remember that third quarter? Tim Johnson had a great third quarter last week, and they just gave him the ball in the post. He posted up. He didn't have to even drive it. Give him the ball right on him. Now, again, he's a big man. He's smart. He's going to just put his hands up. But Chester, second quarter, 0-for-4 from the three-point land. Second quarter.
We'll take a break. It's a halftime show, and your score, 28-26 Chester, the District 1, 5A boys basketball semifinals in the Lee and Cora Center, Temple University, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Getting ready for quarter number three, the District 1 semifinals at the 5A level. Lee Acora Center, beautiful home of Fran Dunphy and the gang, Temple University in North Philadelphia. And Chester has a two-point lead, 28-26 over Bishop Shanahan. Winner goes to the championship game right back here at Lee Acora Center on Saturday at 2. Girls game at noon. And the loser will play Friday night in a third, fourth place consolation game against the loser, Pencrest and Wissahickon. And it's tomorrow's March Madness, baby. And yes, Dodds, we understand, the 6'7 stud for Shanahan has three fouls.
You have some scorers for us?
Yes, I do. Michael Smith for Chester, 5'11 junior with 8. 6'3 senior Brian Randolph with 5. 5'10 sophomore Rami Gilbert, 2. 6'3 junior Ramad D. Jarnett with 7. 6'4 senior Tim Johnston with 2. 6'4 freshman Carell Watkins playing his butt off with 4, but doing a lot of dirty work in there for Chester High. Bishop Shanahan. 6 foot junior Joe O'Malley with 2. Phil Chenard, 5'10 junior with 4. It's a Longhorn. 6'7 Division II recruit Gannon University senior Kevin Dodds, 8 and 3 fouls. David Angelo with 8. He's a senior. And Thomas Ford, the senior lacrosse star, going to Hofstra with 4. It's going to be Shanahan ball left to right to begin. Quarter number 3, Chester by 2. We'll see how both coaches here adjust. Down low for Dodds. Ball is out of bounds and back to Chester.
Not a bad play call. O'Malley, the lob a little too far.
Michael Smith coming back across the timeline between the circles to Randolph. Gilbert left wing, top of the key. Man-man for 3, up short. Batted out high by Blackston. Good job keeping the ball alive. Chester probably would like to go inside if they could. There's a kick violation. Smith's pass kicked away by O'Malley. Again, Joe, number 0 for Shanahan. Father, 1,000-point scorer, and he played on that 1985 Shanahan boys basketball state title team. Not too shabby. Chester with a PIAA record 8 right. State championships. There's a turnover, and Shanahan gets the ball with Angelo. David across the timeline. Left to right. Ford far side. Ford down low for Dodds. Out the Ford. Ford looking down low and then give and go to Dodds. Up, no, but a foul. Dodds to the line, shooting 2. Going right to him. Personal on Chester, and again, they don't put the fouls up. So there's a mass of humanity. It's hard to see. They do at least give you the team fouls. It's going to be on Blackston. Free throw, Dodds is good. Kyle Laird didn't play at all last year. Due to injury, has come back and done a nice job with this team for Chester High. Senior, hardworking kid. He makes both, does Dodds. Nothing but net. 10 for Kevin Dodds. 7:09 to go, third quarter. We are tied at 28. What a pleasure to watch this game. The two contrasting styles. Near side. Gilbert now looks to drive to the basket, lay it up and in. He'll write it. Dodd.
Say it. That's Dodd right. Dodd had to just back off.
That was called Olay.
Gilbert with 4. Shanahan coming back. Angelo down low. Ford. Ford out to Angelo. Top of the key. Angelo left wing corner. Ford. Ford at the far wing. Down low for Dodds against Blackston. Good defense. Left wing corner. Ford. Ball knocked away. Back to Dodds. Actually, it's Ford misses the shot. Battling Ford is Ford. Life or death out there, isn't it, baby? It's great. Dodge with a beautiful spin move. And he lays it up and in.
Put him in a spin cycle, David.
Oh, my gosh. That was so nice by Kevin Dodge. We are tied at 30. Gilbert, far wing. Between the circles, Randolph. Coming up on 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left wing corner, Tim Johnson for Chester. Gilbert right of the key. Right wing corner, Michael Smith. Smith, the junior, one of the best junior guards in the state. Gilbert top of the key. Almost stolen by Angelo. Great hustle. And you're going to have to bring it against these guys. It is a game they do not want to lose again, Shanahan.
Him and D. Benedetto has got their hands on the last two passes side to side.
Gilbert. Randolph near side. Gilbert top of the key. Right wing. And now Blackston loses the ball in the lane. And that's another foul on Kyler. And they're going to get him out of the game. Because that's two quick fouls. And the freshman, Carell Watkins, back in.
I've seen Chester play a lot of games these last 3 years with you guys. I've never seen so many passes get tipped by defense. Bizarre to me.
Well, Shanahan's playing very, very aggressively. They are everywhere.
And it's all zone. Mike, it's 2-3 zone.
and a very young Chester team. It's supposed to be a rebuilding year. Down low for Dodds. Lays it up and in. He accelerates and scores. Dodds tearing it up out there with 16 points. Two-point lead. Randolph three-ball is good. Ryan Randolph with eight. Chester by one in a fantastic game. 5 minutes to go. Third quarter, 33-32. Winner goes to the championship game. Three-ball blocked in the corner by Watkins and out of bounds. He's all over the place. 6'4 freshman Carell Watkins, called up from JV 2 weeks ago by the Clippers. It'll be Shanahan ball. Inbounding it is O'Malley. O'Malley on the end line, near side. Ball almost stolen away and is stolen away by Chester. Dodds does not want to get that foul.
Was close, David.
Stay away, Kevin, from him. It is Gilbert out to Randolph, left wing. Looks to penetrate. Randolph out to Gilbert. Three ball is up. Three ball is good by the super sophomore. He's playing super tonight. Rami Gilbert, Chester's biggest lead of the evening.
Shanahan's going to do something to break his rhythm because he's going to kill him if he keeps taking those shots in the corner.
I guess it was a two ball, and there's a steal by Gilbert. To the basket, up, good, and a foul. And this young man,
he's taking over.
Holy tamale, six in the quarter for Rami Gilbert. 8 point lead, excuse me, 6 point lead, Chester.
Only a sophomore.
Chester is lead up to 6 points now.
Timeout.
38-32. Timeout Shanahan with 4:27 to go here in quarter number three at the Leocor Center in North Philadelphia, Temple University on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, so what a big quarter for Rami Gilbert and Chester. Chester leads at 38-32. We have 4:27 to go in quarter number three. The District 1-5A semifinals, and the Shanahan fans loving your Mark Jordan. Chester High Clipper cheerleaders. Legendary.
Best.
You got your picture with him a few years ago.
I wish I just got a picture of the Shanahan student section, who a lot of these kids have never seen these cheerleaders before. And when they all went into their final moment of all the girls, whether 12 of them, went to a split, they were all standing there cheering, and the girls were like, oh, my goodness.
It was Pete went to a split as well. It got awkward over here.
I always walk out of here hurting a little bit when I watch that.
So sophomore for Chester, Rami Gilbert with a three ball in this quarter, three regular two-point baskets. That is a total of nine. He can make it 10 here, and he makes the foul shot.
Wow.
Rami Gilbert, 5'10", sophomore. Chester by seven, 39-32, 4:20 to go. In quarter number three, Angelo back, David far side. Mom and Dad own Duck Donuts. Give him a shout in Avalon. Oh, yeah, when you're down there.
Sure.
We talk a lot of hoops in the summer. Far side now, Ford. Down low, Dodds up, misses the shot. No foul call. They want a foul. They're not going to get it. Chester the rebound. Gilbert, left side, Blackston. Excuse me, off the glass, no good. Rebound, that was Carell Watkins. And now ahead of the pack is DiBenedetto. Layup, no good. Follow, DiBenedetto gets it back, but stolen away by Chester. And this is not the game Shanahan wants to play.
Nope.
It's Randolph coming back. Shot is blocked from behind. No foul called.
Thomas
Chester,
Ford.
Yeah. For the rebound, for Shanahan, flies back, misses the shot, offensive rebound, no put back, yes, by Thomas Ford, a big one there, and there's a steal, get the ball taken away, off the glass, 2 points again,
wow,
for O'Malley,
four
just like
points.
That, yeah, the lead down to three, 39-36, Chester by three.
Chester has to know when to slow this game down, or they're going to get clobbered just like this. Shanahan does not quit.
And they hardly ever commit foul, Shanahan.
Last couple of times that they were a little quick going down, Shanahan.
Yep.
Almost out of control. They have to play through Dodds each time.
Chester's going to bring it out high. They want to go. They want Shanahan to go man to man. Gilbert near side.
That won't happen.
2:54 to go. Third quarter. Long, long way to go. Got to be quick on those passes. They're going to be right on you. Here's Smith. looks to penetrate. Off the glass, no good. They want a foul, not going to get it. Chester trying to get these fouls here. And now Di Benedetto comes back to Angelo. Angelo to Dodds. Looks to draw. That's going to be an offensive foul.
No, it's a block.
Oh, blocking foul. Okay, good and a foul. Good and a foul by Dodds. And if he makes a foul shot here, we'll be tied. That was close.
That was close. That could have been a charge. But
yeah, I thought it was a charge.
I think the block was good.
Right. Watkins stepped in, tried to take it, but he sort of took it on his right hip. You got to take it on your chest.
He didn't have his right position.
On the side. Mm-hmm. But they're back for more. One shot, they're back 7 points in a hurry,
yes.
David.
Yep. If he makes this. Dodds up, it looks short. Oh, he got it to go. Good job off the front of the rim and in. So, Kevin Dodds in this quarter with 9 points, 17 for the game. We are tied at 39.
Yeah, Chester made a serious mistake not slowing this game down when they were up by seven.
Well, a quick shout out to Tom Ford. He's been a big, big piece of both ends of the floor. Passing the ball to Dodds and defensively down there the last two times, he stopped Chester drives.
Who Shanahan remind you of, Mark, over the years? Teams you've seen boys basketball. I mean, it's just, you think of Princeton and college.
A little bit, yeah, the zone.
And it's awesome. You got to be very disciplined to play it. Chester's still out high with the ball. Michael Smith, right side. Now here's Randolph, a three ball. Again, it's good. Boy, Chester hitting these three balls tonight.
It's big. That was all Smith penetration to start it off.
3-point. Check that. It is a 3-point lead. Angelo comes back. Ford layup is good again.
Beautiful.
Thomas Ford from Angelo. Chester by one. 42-41. Gilbert coming back. Gilbert across the timeline. The Michael Smith back to Gilbert. Chester has lost their last two appearances here in the Leocora Center in the postseason, 2016. District championship game to Plymouth White Marsh and state quarterfinal game to Reading. Gilbert out to Randolph. Randolph looks to penetrate. Left side, Gilbert. Gilbert, top of the key, Randolph to Michael Smith. That's a three ball up too strong. Long rebound to Shanahan, ahead of the pack, off the glass, no good. Dodds follows up.
Yes.
Kevin Dodds. Unbelievable. One of our big 60 ballers, had him as our MVP a few years ago, our big showcase. What a quarter for him. That is a 1-point lead for Shanahan.
That was their 13th shot in the paint this quarter. I cannot believe how many shots are getting in the rim at the rim.
37. That's going to be an offensive foul on Chester, a foul off
Watkins.
The ball on Carell Watkins. 14 fouls on Chester here in the second half. Just one on Shanahan. And Watkins will have to come out of the game. He's not happy.
Phil Chouinard, though, he's spunky too. All these guards for Shanahan are really spunky. Down seven, they didn't blink.
No, not at all. And Chester cooperated by just overrunning the ball. I mean, they just, you know.
If there's any question about it, is the zone going to stay on? They'll stay on for quite some time.
Javon Graham into the game for Chester. 31 seconds ago. So Chester was up. We're in the third quarter. Chester was up by seven, now trailing by one. Dodds, top of the key. Far side to O'Malley. Top of the key, Angelo. Dribbles to the right side. Angelo gets it now. Three ball straight away around the rim. No good. Follow Dodds again. No good. He cannot commit a foul. Barely missed that one. Chester with the ball. 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Michael Man Smith. Going to take it to the rack, off the glass, no. Follow, no. And that's going to be it, I think, halftime. And Dodd stays out of foul trouble. Now he's got three going into the fourth quarter. Great news for Shanahan. It is Bishop Shanahan, 43, and Chester, 42. We go to quarter number four of the District 1-5A semifinal boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Not only did Kevin Dodds not commit his fourth foul in that third quarter for Bishop Shanahan, he He scored 11 points. He has 19 for the game, and it's a one-point lead. Bishop Shanahan from Downingtown of the Chesmont champs, beating Coatesville twice with a one-point lead. Pete.
Yeah, Dave, just wanted to say, Kevin Dodds, 11 rebounds, six of them off the offensive glass.
Wow.
One more thing. Wow. Field goal.
I got a feeling Dodds has been in his position before with a lot of fouls early in the game because they, you know, Shanahan didn't even blink about it, and we were all having a conniption here. But the bottom line is they didn't care. They figured, look, just back off a little bit. That's all.
Chester shot 5 for 12 that quarter. Shanahan 7 for 16. Shanahan 14 shots at the rim. 14 shots, guys. Put that over an entire game, that'd be 56 shots in the lane against Chester, a team with some good size. Though, like you said, young size in there.
Yeah.
So they were having their way. And second chance points, which we've always said, Chester's always dominated that stat. Mm-hmm. Second chance points. How many times did Shanahan get a second and third chance points in that quarter?
Yep.
All right, so Chester with the ball to begin quarter number 4, trailing by 1. Sophomore Malik Langley into the game. He has the ball for Chester. Michael Smith is out there. We have Javon Graham for Chester, number 21, and they're sticking with the zone. Chester will be very patient. One-point lead, Bishop Shanahan. They were down by as many as 7 points midway through the third quarter. Smith dribbling around, out high.
It's a five count. He got it.
It's great coaching, too. Somebody should be wide open. It's DeJarnett, and the layup is good. Again, Dodds just did not want to commit the foul right there. Chester now by 1 point, 44-43. 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Angelo looks to drive off the glass for 2. David Angelo with 10.
Fearless.
Absolutely. Chester coming back. Are they going to want to keep shooting from the outside? Take it to the rack. And there's a bump foul. Deflect. Oh, I thought it was going to be a foul. They call bump. Langley drives. Pass. Graham. Far side. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Chester. And Smith is fouled by Angelo, who's not happy with that call. Chester has 4 fouls here in the second half. 2 on Shanahan. Isaiah Schmidt coming into the game for the Clippers. He's a senior. And following this one, Penn Crest and Wissahickon, ladies and gentlemen, DelcoHoops.com.
I hope it's half this good.
Should be a great game. Langley drives, too strong, no good. Dodds the rebound. Shanahan with the ball, 1 point lead. They can take the air out of the ball. They can play both ways here. Mostly, you know, they don't like the run. Dodds spins, loses the ball. DeJarnett takes it away. Chester, nice steal by DeJarnett. Randolph back, wide open left wing corner. 3 ball is up, back to the rim, no good. Graham follows, rebound, no, but a foul. Graham will go to the line shooting 2. Good job by off the bench, Javon Graham, a 6'1 junior. And doesn't usually get in many games.
Schmidt had a great look there in the corner, Dave, wide open.
Free throws for the junior. He can give Chester a lead here. Free throw is good. Javon Graham, 6'1 junior. Makes the first. We're tied.
I think they still got to play through Ford and the Dodds down the court.
Up. Misses that one. Rebound Ford. You can tell these kids, they've been playing together for 10 years. So, I mean, they just, the youth program out there in Chester County. Angelo, top of the key. Thought about the 3. Looks for a pick. Fires up a 3 ball. Got it. David Angelo with a big 3 ball. The other night was Vinny D'Angelo of Sun Valley. And now another young man, David Angelo.
High screen by Dodds.
Yes. 3-point lead, Shanahan. Schmidt for 3. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound on the floor. Taken by Chester. You know, Michael Smith is not in the game.
That was Graham again, by the way.
Yeah, good job by Javon. There is Schmidt. Schmidt has it again near wing. Top of the key, Langley. To Randolph. Langley. We weave it around. Driving DeJarnett. Ball deflected away. Last touch by Shanahan. So
the whole Chester staff's mad because they took some of those dead, I call it dead dribbles. You just dribble the ball and go nowhere.
Yes.
Let the defense step back up again. They had them moving back and forth a little bit, and they didn't like the dead dribble.
Langley with the ball. Shanahan by three. Just, this is like a carbon copy image of watching them against Coatesville in the games that I saw. It's always good to play a team like the Red Raiders. Chester still has it out high, being very patient, looking to penetrate. Short shot, no good by Schmidt. Dodds causes it. Rebound is taken by Shanahan.
He played smart. Straight up he went with his hands.
Angelo again thought about the three and held up. Three-point lead, Shanahan with 4:55 to go. And a three ball from the right wing corner, no good by Angelo. And the rebound, Chester Langley. Langley across the timeline. Schmidt again. Schmidt cross-court pass. Randolph. Three ball for the tie. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound.
Oh, another one.
Getting out to Schmidt, who's missing another one. Had a rough rough appearance in there for Isaiah, and the rebound, Shanahan.
They've given up on taking it to the basket right now.
Angelo looks to drive, and a block foul is called here on Chester's
Langley.
Langley. Five on Chester, five team fouls.
But Chester is pretty small right now, Dave. They have a small lineup out there, and they can't go at Dodds.
All right, Smith comes back in.
Michael Smith back into the game.
Von Graham's been brilliant this quarter.
I don't know if Michael's under the weather or not, but nonetheless, he looks a little tired out there. Angelo, wide open three ball. No good. That would have been huge for Shanahan. Rebound Chester. Michael coming back after that respite. Takes it to the rack, and now underneath.
Oh.
Dodds with the block on Randolph. Great job by Dodds on a beautiful pass by Chester. Would not go. Angelo again loses control of the ball, but goes to his teammate. And they look. They look. Shanahan with the ball. 4 minutes to go. They lead by three. 48-45. They're dying to get back to this game this year. They lost last year and get to the District 1 championship. So, three-point lead. Top of the key, four. Down low. Give and go. Layup. No good. Tap by Dodds is good. Dodge with 21. Five-point lead for Shanahan.
What a pass by Ford, though, the first time through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And timeout called by Keith Taylor and Chester. 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter. What a job. This is Bishop Shanahan basketball, baby. They played a nasty schedule. They lead by 5, 50-45, 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter. They're 3:33 away from going to the District 1 championship on DelcoHoops.com.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Leocor Center, Temple University. Chester cheerleaders getting the crowd totally fired up. They love it, especially the folks not used to it. Wissahickon, Pencrest saw it already. And, of course, Shanahan. Chester trails Bishop Shanahan by 5, 50-45. Kevin Dodds still with the three fouls. Great shape, 3:33 to go in the game.
It's really one of the most crazy things I've ever seen.
21 points for Kevin. He's just been incredible here in the second half. Chester with the ball, and it's getting a little danger time for
them. It is danger time. David, 18-6, points in the paint. You told me 18-6. I mean, I know Dodds is a big man, but they're just dominating.
Kevin Dodds now with 14 rebounds.
Mm. And 21 points going to Division II Gannon in Western PA. So Chester now down by 5.
Lucky them.
Watching that Shanahan, high school-wise, the Hazeltons, the Abingdon Heights, who knocked Chester out of the state playoffs last year, very similar. Play 5-6 kids, top of the key, play the zone most of the game. They don't have the athleticism as Chester, but well-coached. Down low, Graham, ball knocked out of bounds by Dodds. Stays with Chester, 3:06 to go in the fourth quarter. So both these teams go to the state tournament no matter what happens, and great learning experience, especially for both teams. Shanahan's going to run into a team similar to Chester somewhere along the line.
Oh yeah,
Chester run into
both,
a Shanahan.
Both teams want this big time.
Absolutely.
Right wing corner. Smith, top of the key, Randolph. Fakes his man out. Now stops with a 15-footer. Back to the rim. No good. Rebound is taken by Angelo. Now Shanahan in really good shape here. 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter with the ball. They can all handle the rock. And a five-point lead over the Clippers. Ford looking down low. Tremendous movement. Top of the key, Dodds. Right side, Angelo. Top of the key. Stopping is O'Malley. Wisely gets it out high to Dodd to Angelo. No need for Shanahan to rush.
No, absolutely. I would. Clock is their friend.
Just run a great set.
Ford to the basket. Misses the shot.
Dodd. Oh, my Lord.
Unbelievable follow shot by Kevin
Followed
Dodd.
It up, flipped it back over reverse, his head and put it, yeah, reverse.
Reverse over his head.
You wonder what separates Division II, Division I. Probably speed. Know. You know, you look, you know, but he is going to be a great Division II player.
Oh,
unbelievable. Seven-point lead for Shanahan.
With 2 minutes left.
And he has just taken over. Gilbert. Top of the key, D. Jarnett. Gilbert. Gilbert looks to drive. And is fouled by Angelo. So Shanahan is 2 minutes away from going to their first District 1 championship game for the first time since 1995.
Chester has five team fouls and Shanahan four. We got a timeout?
Got a timeout. We'll take a break. We have 2 minutes to go in regulation. Seven-point lead now for Shanahan over the Chester Clippers on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Chester, I believe, getting foul shots here, but they trail by seven. They were leading by seven midway through the third quarter, and Bishop Shanahan of Downingtown, the Chesmond champs, that's saying enough with that competition. They have a seven-point lead, 52-45. Tough schedule.
And what's the difference? The difference is, when Shanahan started to build that lead, they started to slow that game way down. And Chester was looking to close the door, and it backfired on him.
Right now, Shanahan's on a 20-6 run. 39-32, Chester, 20-6. A lot of it's been Dodds in the paint.
Michael Smith for three for Chester. No good. Follow. D. Jarnett is up and good. Chester down by five. 1:52 to go. If you're Chester, you're going to really pick up the trap. But Shanahan is so used to it. They played Plymouth White Marsh also. Down low, lay it up and in by Phil Chenard as they break the trap.
They lost them.
Well, Chenard, yeah, got it was all alone under the basket.
7-point lead again for Shanahan. Smith, three ball, left side, no good. Rebound, Dodds. Dodds in the backcourt. And Shanahan in great shape right now. Wissahick and Pencrest next. That's going to be a huge crowd for that one. They're always a little bit bigger for the late game. So Shanahan with 1:14 to go. And Chester
got a foul.
I was going to say, shouldn't they be fouling him by
down
now?
By
minute,
seven.
Minute five, they got to take a foul.
Yeah, they really should right here. Well, they don't want to foul Angelo.
Doesn't got matter.
Foul.
They got
to
foul somebody.
To give. Yeah, foul to give. There's one. Got to call that one. It's on Randolph. So team foul number six, and now you got
to... They got a foul. It's under a minute to go. They're in trouble.
They wasted 15 seconds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But to Mike's point, they were down seven, and they never got flustered. They never blinked. They kind of played their game. Missed a few shots and got a lot of second-chance putbacks.
Oh! Shanahan inbounds the ball. Michael Smith.
What are they doing?
Angela. I would have to foul here.
No one's even looking like they want to foul.
Try to put them at the line. They're trying to steal the ball without fun.
Then I'm trapping, Dave.
Oh.
Dodds, Ford, layup. Yes!
Oh, that's it. They don't start fouling people. I mean, they got to shoot here. Yeah, it's done.
Shanahan up 56-47. Gilbert, three ball, no good.
What a stunner.
And there's a foul, a little bit too little, too late for Chester with 31 seconds to go. And Shanahan is going to get back to the District 1 championship for the first time since 1995. They won it that year in AA. They also won it in 1985. And Shanahan also District and state champs that year.
Hey, Mark, the last minute of this game, Chester played unbelievably not smart. They let them dribble the ball without fouling them. They let them run the clock out. Right now, their biggest enemy is the clock, and they didn't stop the clock.
And I didn't see anybody calling from the bench or screaming the foul.
Right, the coach
went. And a couple of things. I mean, Chester's not – in the last 2 months, they haven't been in this situation a whole lot. And you can say you practiced it, and I know they're still high school kids. They're young kids. There's freshmen and sophomores
out
there.
I don't blame it on the kids.
No, I know, but I'm saying I think the game – this is a crazy game. I think about 3 minutes ago in the third quarter, they thought the game was theirs, up seven, kind of pulling away. Yeah. But this Shannon team is ultra impressive. They never get flustered. They stick to what they do. They're a 2-3 zone. They play through the big guys. The guards are all tough. I got news for you. They're going to be a tough out Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, whoever they play.
I mean, whoever they play. They're only 1-for-5 from beyond the arc today in the second half. Only 1 3-pointer. All their damage has come around the rim, Dave.
And the experience of here, again, being here last season and
helps.
Losing this game really helps. These kids, most of them are back.
And if I got to say there's one unsung hero, and you mentioned everybody for Cheyenne, but Tom Ford played a terrific game. Number 32, I thought he's been fantastic defensively, offensively. He's broken the pressure when he needs to help out Dodds a little bit. He's fed the ball to Dodds. He's played tremendous. And they all have. They all have.
So Shanahan will go to the line. David Angelo, 1-1 for the 5'10 senior. Hopefully he plays some ball somewhere, college. He'd be one heck of a guard somewhere. Free throw is good by David. Has 6 in the quarter, 14 for the game. Dodds 23 for the game. 31 seconds ago in the game. And Chester is now down by 10.
Kevin Dodds has played the entire second half without committing his fourth foul.
That was almost a perfect, except for that couple-minute stretcher, perfect basketball by Shanahan. Chester coming back, down by 11, 3 ball from the left wing corner, no good. Follow up, no good, partially blocked again by Dodds, and Ford is fouled in the backcourt, going at it. That's all right. It's all right, just little elbows thrown.
It wasn't anything personal. They're playing basketball.
Yeah. Lacrosse program.
A little bit of frustration for Chester as well.
Oh, no doubt. Well, they know this is done.
Yeah, they'll go to the consolation bracket.
Yep. They're down by 11.
They're going to
end
this game possibly on a 20. Right now it's 26. 26-8 run. Unreal.
Incredible, yeah. That's Shanahan basketball. So Ford at the line again. He is a 6'4 senior, Thomas, number 32, Lacrosse at Hofstra. Lacrosse, huge in southeastern PA. Delaware County, of course, now the defending state champs. Triple A Lacrosse from Chester County boys. You know who they are? Avengrove.
Cool.
Chester County.
That's way down there.
They were state runner ups a few years ago, too. Next foul shot is no good by Ford. 17 seconds ago in the game. Randolph with the NBA 3. Back to the rim, no good. And that's going to be the ball game.
But no.
Really? Tim's going to foul there. A little bit, again, should have let the clock run out there. But 10 seconds ago, and it could be a 14-point final score in favor of Shanahan.
Yeah, but they're fouling them, though, which doesn't make any sense at this stage.
So Chester, winners of 17 of 18, will fall to 18-7. Shanahan will improve to 23-4. One of those losses to Plymouth White Marsh, undefeated 6A power. Free throw good by Danny D. Benedetto. The other loss, one of the other losses was to Coatesville without Dodds. D. Benedetto, good again.
Unreal.
Chester down 61-47. They've scored only 4 points in the quarter. And a 3 ball straight away is no good. And wow, that's just an unbelievable, kind of similar to the Reading and Plymouth White Marsh games we saw here a couple of years ago. That's dominated in the fourth quarter, and that is going to be the ball game. Bishop Shanahan defeats Chester 61-47 to advance to the District 1 5A Boys Basketball Championship. First time to the District Championship in any level for Shanahan from Downingtown since 1995. They'll take on the winner of our second broadcast here tonight, Wissahickon and Pencrest again. 61 for Shanahan, 47 for Chester, and the Clippers will go to the consolation bracket. That game will be on Friday night. Back for the post-game show following these messages. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Pete Fulgenetti, and Mike Mayer here at the Lee Acora Center, Temple University, on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Congratulations to the Bishop Shanahan Boys High School Basketball Team, head coach Ken Doyle and his staff. District 1, they head to the championship game right here at Lee Acora Center Saturday, 2 o'clock, against either Pencrest from the Central League and Delaware County or Wissahickon from the Suburban One League. Shanahan wins it again 61-47 over the Clippers. 23 points for Kevin Dodds. Unbelievable. And Chester just really pretty much shut down after having a 7-point lead midway through the third.
Mark. Chester shot 7 for 29. That half, 24% from the field. Pretty poor. For the game, Shanahan shot 23 for 46. That's 50%. You told me before the game, I'm going to shoot 50%. They would have signed on for that anytime. Points in the paint were crazy. They ended up having 20 points in the paint that second half.
Pete?
Shanahan out-rebounded Chester 35-24. Kevin Dodds, 16 rebounds, 8 offensive, 8 defensive. We have 12 turnovers for Shanahan, 5 turnovers for Chester. 61-47, final score.
All right, if you're staying, if you're online now right now for the Pencrest-Wissahickon game, we're going to go off the air. Just a minute, leave everything right where it is. It'll come back on automatically. Give us about 3 or 4 minutes to reset everything, and we'll be back on with the pregame show for the next semifinal game. And as you're listening to DelcoHoops.com, where high school basketball never sounded so good.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.